Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Okay, we truly have no business being here on Mondays, June 30th, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And listen, we're here for the love of 702 Day.
That's right.
That's it. You got to show up. You got to be there now. Honestly, yes. On Wednesday, y'all got to show up because this is, it's literally the only reason we're here is to remind you to be there at 702 Day on Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. My God, if this turns out to be half of what it feels like it might turn out to be.
Whew. Oh, I've been looking forward to it all weekend. I think it's going to be so fun.
Not me. I didn't give it one thought.
You didn't?
No, God, no. I went on. Here's another reason why we shouldn't be here right now. I'll just say this. We're boys weekend, and I'm in no shape right now to be doing this.
Okay. All right. Listen. That's all right.
Chet, it's why you have teammates, baby. We'll pick you up.
We got you.
I was going to say that I probably shouldn't legally drive a car right now. It's not that bad.
Today.
It's not that bad. But I'll just say this for the first time. Wow. I couldn't tell you. This is a challenge this morning.
Listen, that's so fun though.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you have fun?
It's amazing.
Yes.
it was fantastic. And can I tell you, Michaela, I think of Friday morning and like, did that really happen? That was so Friday morning at about 9:30, we did the world premiere of the video for Michaela's song Lucky. And we asked if you guys would show up for it. And so to get to the Verizon sound space in our building here, we went down a hallway. We came in, so we didn't see who was here or how many, right?
Yeah.
And I come around the corner and there's not a seat available. It's literally standing room. Now, what are we talking about here? 50 people, maybe. Mm-hmm. But still, it was about 48 more than I thought were going to show up.
Yeah.
So, it was incredible. It was amazing. It was emotional. And look, I'm just speaking for me. I can only imagine how you feel, Michaela. But I like all weekend, I was like, did that really happen?
Listen, I felt the same the whole entire weekend. And there was a photo that I had seen later in the day of your wife, Lisa, my wife now, and then Adrian's other half, Jacoby, and they're laughing in this photo together. And I was like, what an amazing, it was just an amazing day full of love and support. Your wife, Amy, I was with before I walked out to you and I was very nervous and I was feeling emotional. And she was like the best big sister. She was like, go out there. You're going to have so much fun. I love you. And I was like, I love you too. Thank you. And then when I turned that corner, it was just, there was so much love and support. I can't thank you enough for making it special for me and for my family. It was something I'll never forget.
Did Rocky, like he was speechless. Rocky, Michaela's dad is right. And we call him, that's a really funny thing that there were people who were shocked that we call your dad, that he's not dad, that he's Rocky G, that's what it is that we call him. So Adrian, do you call your dad by his first name or do you call him dad?
No. He's straight up dad.
Yeah, my dad was always dad. My mom was always mom. The idea, if I'd have looked at my dad and called him by his first name, I can only imagine the look on his face. And my mother I would have gotten hurt.
Yeah, I don't think he loves it, but it's also his stage name. I respect him as a musician. And when he started playing his little saxophone, I said, Kenny G ain't got nothing on you, baby. You're Rocky G. And then I think he kind of liked that. So now I say, when it's showtime, I say, "What up, Rocky G?" And he's like,
"But did you guys talk after that? Did you talk after the?"
We did talk. He was you know, what's so funny is he always makes jokes when he's feeling emotional, which I'm very much the same way. And so when everything was done, I said, "Well, did you like it? Was it cool?" And he said, "Listen, I'm having so many emotions seeing you, having our, we had my stepmom celebration of life next day." So there were so many big feelings for him and he was feeling so overwhelmed. And he was just so proud and he was such a dad and his granddaughter and grandson were there. It was a lot for him and he was very proud.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell it was a lot. And then you brought up, it was funny at one point as it went along, again, I'm not injured. I'm not hurt, but I'm injured. This we're playing limping into battle today. You brought up at one point, you brought up your stepmom. You brought up that the journey to get there. And he left about 45 seconds after. And I went, okay, that was it.
He did. Well, because we wanted to get married while she was still alive. And unfortunately it didn't happen. And so then that's what we kind of were fueled by to make this happen. And it was great. My family was so grateful. I was so grateful. And thank you for that.
Good. So special. And good weekend. Otherwise, everything good?
Yeah. Good weekend.
All right. Rock and roll. Let's go. 702 day. It's our full and complete and total focus. It is our only reason for being here is to somehow get you to remember and convince you to come and join us on Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant for 702 day with the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Literally, the first thing I wanted to do when we started the show this morning also was to thank our buddy Jay Stu and Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson. Which, by the way, so Jay Stu couldn't be there Friday because he's off at their big company meetings for Bloomin' Blinds, right? And I told you he just started this business. Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson has been recognized as the Rookie of the Year for the whole company, for all of Bloomin' Blinds.
Yeah, let's
across go. This great nation of ours. And Jay Stu got Rookie of the Year. So his karma's definitely in the right spot.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, by providing breakfast on Friday morning, which was really good.
It was Kraft delicious.
Oh, my God. Kraft Kitchen in Henderson. Good for you.
Yeah, it was so good.
It was amazing. In fact, I took there was enough. There was plenty. Word to the wise for next time. You don't need breakfast for 50. You need breakfast for like 30. You need breakfast for like 25. Maybe that would have cleared it out. And nobody ate pastries, which was weird with this group.
Yeah.
With our people. Usually, I'll tell you what, if there's a box of donuts in this building, holy shnikes, it doesn't even have to be yours. You ever want to take out the whole crew? Poison some donuts and bring them into this building because people are like, they just destroyed them. And I'm shocked. And I was shocked nobody ate pastries.
Well, my friends that came were mostly musicians and dancers. So a lot of them were like, "Hey, Mick, love you. We're here to see you and we're going back to bed. Goodbye." Yeah. So they weren't even in breakfast. They were like, "Love you, girl. Bye."
Yeah. No, and I was talking just about our people
in
the building. Usually, if there's food, see you later. But no. So anyway, so again, thank you to Jay Stu and Bloomin' Blinds and congratulations on your award. I know he's listening right now. In fact, he actually just texted me and said, you're in no shape to be doing the show. I'm in no shape to be listening, which good for you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
So funny. We were just talking, and as we keep talking off the air about Friday and Michaela's video, and you know, and the events of all of it, and it starts slow. It's just a little trickle of conversation, and then all of a sudden, it's just like it's gushing, like the water, the dam breaks, and we're like, and then the song's over, and we're like, hey, wait, okay, hey, do you get summer colds? I have. I think I have one right now. You do?
I swear to God, I think I do. And I think my dad has it too. We woke up not feeling great.
It's all the being inside. It's all the being inside and the AC and everybody's stuff gets passed around. I have a ton of friends that are all summer colds. So here's why this became interesting to me then. I have not yet gotten the summer cold. I've sneezed a couple of times and went, oh, here we go.
Uh-huh.
But I've been good. I've been cool.
Good.
Yeah. My immunity is down right now. But I think I also have enough poison in my body that I think, it's killing everything. It killed my defense system, but it also killed everything else.
Yeah. I know. I woke up with my throat on fire and I was like, what is this? And Lisa was like, yeah, it's like an allergy cold.
Leave your jokes to yourselves, people.
Shut up.
You say that. You talk amongst yourselves with that one. We're not doing it. Would you, researchers in China, they need some guinea pigs for this one, but I don't know if I'm gonna volunteer or anything. They have a new way to treat sinus infections. Instead of antibiotics, they'll just shoot an army of little tiny robots up your nose. It's the latest in nanobot technology. They're microbots, big enough to see under a normal microscope, but you can't see them with the naked eye. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Each tiny nose robot is smaller than a speck of dust, way thinner than a human hair, and they're programmed to wipe out bacteria. So it's not clear about how many you got to shoot. They just called it a swarm. Knowing that that's a robot, would you shoot that up your nose?
Yeah. If it took away my allergy colds, yeah, I would. Bring those little robots right over here.
Knowing that they might be able to use that then to go up into your brain, you know.
Chad, I've seen The Terminator, and if there's a chance I could be like Arnold, then I'm doing it.
you think that you would use this for good and not for evil?
Whatever. You turn me into a robot.
They're trying to figure out how they get them out. When you're done, they're hoping they'll all just come out when you blow your nose.
I just love the idea of these little soldiers going up into my nostrils and into my brain. Like, we're on a mission, boys. Let's go.
But couldn't they also figure it out? I mean, I realize that they're working on it, but if it's okay, they're going to go up your nose. We're going to shoot them up your nose. They're going to take care of the bacteria. Why can't they also go, okay, one more step, get out? You know, right. Why can't they? Okay, then when the job's done, be done.
This is so stupid. Yeah, just get up.
Adrian, you do it?
Yeah, well, now that you're telling me that they don't have an evacuation plan, now I'm kind of...
Professionally.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Akilah, what were you talking about a second ago?
I saw an Instagram story yesterday where a friend of mine said, on our way to go school shopping with my kids... And I was like, what? Yeah. Are we there? There's no way. There's no way we're school supplying.
Okay. Yes, but no. God, that's weird. School goes back in on, what is it, August 11th?
Yes, early August. First 2 weeks of August.
Yes, yeah, so we're 5 weeks out.
That's crazy.
I know.
No. No.
They use the holiday marketing of how the day after Thanksgiving they already got the Christmas stuff up or the Halloween stuff up goes in August. They've used that excuse to market go back to school deals. Get it now before it gets more expensive when it's later in July. Else.
That's right.
That's right. Wild to me. I'm not into that.
No, it gave me a heart attack. I saw the Walmart commercial a couple days ago. I'm like, what the hell? We just had graduation.
I know. Not into it.
I didn't even have a vacation yet. What are you talking about?
Maybe promotion.
Honestly,
that's the a lot of parents because they know how dumb it is. It's not graduation. You didn't graduate.
Yeah, promotions. Stupid.
You know I'm against it.
Yeah. My kid got promoted. You're right.
Yeah, promoted. Mm-hmm. They got promoted to the next grade. It's good. I wish y'all could see the look that I'm getting right now. I wish you could. I wish.
He's the only, father in this. It's a perfect excuse to get gifts. Hey, Grandpa, look at your grandson.
I'm the only dad. I'm the only one who knows.
Congratulations. I love it.
That's my favorite. That's always the argument too. We haven't had that fight. We haven't had that fight here internally, but our target audience is, you know, adult women, and it's a wide range, but man, forever. Well, you should listen to me because I'm the only woman on the show. And it's like, okay. Michaela doesn't do
well, that. I am. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Really? I can use that? I can say that?
Oh, that's, look at you just opened.
Oh, fantastic. Good. Let me write that down. I'm the only woman on the show. Let me. That'll come back to
June 30th.
That'll come back to bite me at some point. Sure, that's fine. That's good.
It won't.
So we're very excited. We have later on this morning, Adam Sandler's coming to town in.
I believe it's November.
Yes. Got them mixed up. One of them's October. The other one's November. Adam Sandler. We've got Kevin Hart tickets today. I can't tell you the last time. So Kevin Hart, who's done 5 million shows at Resorts World, right? Kevin Hart's going to do that outdoor amphitheater in Laughlin in October, which should be spectacular. Have you ever been down there for a show?
No, I didn't know it was outdoors either.
I didn't either.
The amphitheater down there is amazing. I couldn't tell you the last time that we gave tickets to go to Laughlin to go to a show. We're doing it now for Kevin Hart. So we'll have those later on. In fact, I think for Michaela's hometown throwdown, we'll do Champion's Choice today. Whether you want Adam Sandler tickets, whether you want Kevin Hart tickets, or 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Superman, which I still can't wrap my head around. Adrian, do you care about this movie?
Yes, I'm super hyped. DC did a whole like a reboot with James Gunn, the guy who's done all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies that people love. He's taking control of DC. So this is his first movie to kind of kick off the new revampness. It's Superman. I'm super hyped. Very excited.
No, and I appreciate that you nerd out on that the way I nerd out on stuff.
Might be the movie of the summer. We'll see. July's jam-packed, but Superman is going to be one of those ones.
Michaela, ask me about hockey now. Just kidding. But no, I love all that. And I'm more excited now than I was before. The Guardians of the Galaxy guy is doing this Superman movie, so that's how you know it's quality.
Yes.
Who is Superman?
I can't pronounce his last name, but he looks like Superman, what he should be, what's been presented.
He fills out the leotard. I know what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. He
fills out the suit. Yeah, okay. No, we got you. Oh, so we have all those tickets. We have all that happening. Also, good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. If I knew what it was, I would tell you about it, but I don't. So I'm not gonna.
Good.
You're just gonna have to trust me.
Yeah. I do trust you, Jet.
I do too.
That's your first mistake. Oh, you know what? I think we might do an animal stories. We might do an animal stories edition of Good Feeling Story of the Day coming up next.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, we just try and throw a little love and positivity out into the world. Good Feeling Story of the Day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond Wedding Ring Store.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Bloated.
No. I look you bloated feel bloated?
Weekend. No, I don't. But I look.
It's okay.
I look like I've been through it, don't I?
Well, you had a nice boys' vacation, and honestly, if you didn't look like that, it would show that you did not have a nice time.
I just I'm only doing this for you. Literally, both of these stories are for you, Michaela.
A
woman in Maryland won $50,000 using lotto numbers from her horoscope.
Yes. Go, girl.
I'm not sure what the where how this came up, but 25569. I don't know. Oh. I'm not making that up. But that was from her horoscope. She told the lottery officials that when she went to go get her $50,000, she told the lottery officials that she's in the middle now of manifesting $1 million. And she expects to see them again soon.
Let's go.
So I know you love that. I know I'm into it.
Yes.
Oh, you got to see the video of the bad news. There was an apartment building that caught fire in Adrian's beloved home city of Cleveland last week.
Oh, no.
But a bunch of people, a bunch of good Samaritans gathered at the bottom of the building and caught a baby that they dropped from the third floor.
No.
They were like, throw the baby and then get out. And then, yeah, and they caught the baby. They got like a blanket.
Oh my God, it's like a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the mom like climbed down. Everybody's fine.
That's incredible.
Oh my God.
Careful. Hey, by the way, careful if you're watching the video at work too, because there's a lot of cussing, as you might imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, just so you know.
He's literally turning it down.
Michaela, tell everybody what color your top is today. Not your hoodie, but your top that you're wearing.
Like a teal green.
Yeah. Color psychology is the study of how different colors can affect your mood and your behavior. Is there a reason why you wore that particular shirt?
Woke up late and couldn't find my other top.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Much of the evidence of color psychology is anecdotal at best. It's just people saying, you know, this seems to have worked out the way it did. Mm-hmm. Artists and interior designers have long known how important colors are to your mood. For example, red, yellow, and orange are known as warm colors. They can evoke feelings ranging from warmth to hostility. Blue, purple, and green are known as feel anything from calm to sadness. According to a color psychology expert, one color stands above them all, especially when you wear it. And what color is that, Michaela?
White?
Green.
Oh.
It's green.
Oh, all right. Listen, I will say I believe in that kind of stuff, though. When I want to evoke a certain mood and I'm intentionally thinking about it, I will go with a cooler color for calm. Maybe a lavender. And when I want to I get a red.
Why not? I wear brighter colors in the spring. I do on purpose. Green is the psychological primary color that balances out the other three, red, yellow, and blue. If you're too stressed, it'll calm you down. If you're down in the dumps, it'll pick you up. It's a calming color, and I love wearing it. There's one, I'm getting to the one other part that I just love about this story. There are studies that show seeing the color green in your environment lowers your stress level. So if you see like green space in a city, it can lower your blood pressure and heart rate. Is that not more just because it's like open, like park? Or is it really the color green? Or is that why we associate the color green? Because we think it's like grass and trees and whatnot.
Oh, I don't know, but I love this.
A psychologist and Reiki master.
Yes.
The same?
Is
it two people or is it one person that's both? Which I think is fine. I'm a psychologist and a Reiki master.
No, they have to be separate people. I do have a therapist and I do have a Reiki master.
No, it's the same person.
What is a Reiki master?
It's the same person, by the way, Michaela. A psychologist and Reiki master agreed. Reiki, look it up, Adrian. R-E-I-K-I. Because aren't they somebody who rubs your muscles out? Like they, isn't that what
no
it is?
No way. A Reiki master aligns your chakras, removes entities that maybe others have thrown at you, and you need it. It cleans your energy. They are not the same. They're not the same.
Sometimes I don't want to say I'm manipulative. I don't want to say that, but like sometimes I got to get, I get Adrian talking about Superman.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got to get you talking about the Reiki master. And yeah. Adrian has changed just for everybody who's although we're not streaming this anywhere, but if you could see the video that's up, he has now changed his background to green because he's trying to be soothing. But it actually just looks like he's about to be swallowed up by
it
something.
Does.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
By Nickelodeon slime.
I am
Yeah, that's what it is. You're about to go under. Right, good. Well, I'm glad we did that.
Yes, anyway,
the psychologist and Reiki master agreed by saying green tends to be soothing. So wearing green may make you feel more relaxed and less anxious. Do you feel calm today wearing your teal top?
No. I actually had more anxiety than I did last week. The Mondays, the Sunday scaries got me. And we're moving into Monday, and I hope 702 parade goes well. I got a lot on my mind.
Oh, that's true. Wednesday's got to happen. There's a lot of our psychological well-being is riding on Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys better come.
Please, God, show up and listen. Bring a musical instrument. If you don't have one, we got kazoos. Kazoos. The video that we did the other day, people were like, kazoos, really? Because I don't know if you saw it, I pull one out of my pocket. I go, if you don't have an instrument, we got kazoos.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You're like, cool, if we're doing kazoos, I'm
Nathan's been practicing. Did you see that smirk on his face? He was so proud to show you that he actually got the noises out.
Because he was trying to do
soon.
Jerem trying to do Seven Nation Army.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, a couple of musicians we got here.
Mikhail, aren't you going to sing?
Yeah, what's your deal? Here's your kazoo.
Oh, my car.
Oh, yeah, we'll play. We'll do the background. Where's your kazoo, dude? Army.
It's in my car. I took it in my car, took it home on Friday.
It'll melt. Oh, I'm sure it melted.
It's not your business what I do on the weekends, Adrian. Mind your own business.
Yeah, mind your
kazoo, mind life. Your
beeswax. Her kazoo, her choice.
Yeah, okay.
We should Hey, we should probably go now. It's a good feeling story of the day brought to you by Mike Lee, Men and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Star.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Monday morning, and it shouldn't shock anybody that once again we're the only ones in the building. June 30th, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. The mystery that exists right now on the Chet Buchanan Show. Does Bridget Magnus already have 3 wins under her belt on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? Dang. Is that possible that she's going for win number 4? Oh, do you have her, Adrian?
I have her online. Do you want to bring her online?
Bridge, do you already have 3 wins? Are you going for 4?
I do.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I'm going for 4 today.
No, remember, because she won all 3 prizes. She had made her way through all the prizes last week. That's how I know.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the notes, though, and I'm like, how did we get here already? Shocking.
How'd we get to the 1st of July already? I don't know.
Girl.
Well, there's that. There is that. You know what? Talking about things that we may or may not believe right now. How do we feel about, sorry if I'm stealing one of your question subjects, Michaela. So the Jeff Bezos wedding was over the weekend and late last week. Oh, don't make the face. It's fine. Michaela's making face at me.
I am.
Do we really believe that Sydney Sweeney and Tom Brady are doing it?
Is that the rumor?
Oh, that's not one of the questions. All right, good. So yeah, see, no, it's not making it? The face. Yeah, stop okay. making the face now.
Okay, I take my eye roll back. Sorry.
Apparently Sydney Sweeney was the center of attention, as you might imagine,
mm-hmm.
at the reception when everybody gets all horned up and, you know, all the single people start because they get all, oh, it's a wedding. So romantic. Love. So romantic. It said everybody wants to talk to her. Every guy that's been in her presence talks about how stunning she is in real life. Sounds like Tom Brady got the most time. In fact, it even says a monopoly on Sydney Sweeney's time.
Dang.
The two of them were seen talking at the hotel bar and during the reception, and they danced until after 2 a.m.
Whoa. I don't really see Tom Brady as a dancer. I feel like that's more shocking than anything to me. Kind of a stiff guy. Unimportant.
Dancing after 2 a.m.? No, I get it. No, I get what you're saying. Dancing after 2 a.m. leads me to believe that he may have gotten her pregnant. I mean, I'm just saying.
Maybe.
I'm just saying. What?
Yeah. He might still be bitter that Giselle got pregnant by her karate teacher. So he's coming.
I want to see those babies. I want to see those babies. I want this to happen more than anything on the planet. Bridget, tell me, and you're smart, you know stuff. Do you really think that Tom Brady may have impregnated Sydney Sweeney over the weekend?
I think it's a hell of a first date.
I don't know what those Hollywood people though do. I don't know how they roll.
Listen, the fact she was in it, she didn't say no.
Hey, listen.
Hell of a first date.
And if you're dancing late at night, there's something gonna go down. Ah, literally.
In Venice? Come on.
Yeah, and you're in Italy.
Romantic.
International rules apply.
Yeah.
International rules apply at that point.
Yeah.
Dude, you're at a wedding for one of the richest guys in the world. You're both rich. You're both hot. It's after 2 a.m. You've been drinking a little. I'm telling you, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela, yeah. Did it not happen?
Once you said Venice, I was like, yeah, it might be twins at this point. I mean, it was a very romantic. Yes.
Adrian, do you believe they at least did it?
No, I don't.
It's Tom Brady. It's Tom Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He can have anything he wants.
I'm conflicted. For his sake, I hope they did, but ultimately I don't think they did.
Is this because you don't like Tom Brady because you're a Cleveland guy?
No. I'm conflicted because the way that his marriage ended disgusts me, and we don't talk about it enough, how he got played. So I want him to rebound, and this is a spectacular rebound.
I think we talk about it plenty. I think we talk about it now.
Michaela, what do you mean, the tennis trainer? Why is your mouth the gas?
He got played.
No, it was the jiu-jitsu teacher.
Yeah, he retired and then went back 48 times. She was like, "Listen, babe, I'm trying to like have a husband and a father to my kids." Yeah. And he was like, "I'm gonna go play again." And she was like, "Play on, playa, me too, bye." Tom's wrong. We're not doing this.
He's wrong. So that means that you can cheat. I don't want to cheat.
Mika, I can't.
That's not how you handle a situation.
She shouldn't have cheated. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. I get why she left the marriage. I get all that. She shouldn't have cheated. And then you know she wanted that guy to knock her up just because, you know what I mean? I'll show you. All right. Bridget is waiting patiently, and we should probably play the game. Bridget Magnus goes for win. What? Do you want to have last word on it? I'll give you last word.
No.
Michaela, not you. Michaela, do you want last word?
No.
You seem like you want last word, and I'll give it to you.
No, don't want to. I'm just right.
I'm just going to let this one end. Secure in the knowledge that I'm correct. I don't need to say anything else.
I have nothing to prove.
Yeah, I know. I have nothing to prove to you people. Yeah. Not to you two.
And what if you don't agree with me?
Yeah, Bridget knows. That's why she's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget's like, I thought we were going to play a game. What are we doing right now?
I know.
Okay.
Avenger, system in phylum.
702-364-9898. Bridget Magnus goes for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're going to play Champion's Choice today because it's Monday. Champion gets their choice of Adam Sandler tickets at Fontainebleau or Kevin Hart in Laughlin.
Fun.
At the Amphitheater outside in October. Oh, so good. So good. 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now. Good luck.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for a Monday morning. I still can't get over the idea that Bridget Magnus from West Henderson is going for win number 4 today. Just doesn't seem possible.
I know.
She's just cutting through it like a hot knife through butter. Bridge, you ready to go?
I am.
Well, try not to be so excited.
She's focused.
I guess. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Justin Robinson representing the West Side.
What's going on, Justin?
Oh, not much.
Did you have a good weekend, bro?
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, this is, everybody's relaxed. Everybody's low key today. Mm-hmm. Make sure you buzz in with your name and kind of do it a little bit loudly so we can hear you. And make sure that you don't answer until we call on you, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. So, first 1-3 wins the game. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon. Get it? Commissioner Gordon. The one and only, Michaela Gordon.
This singer, best known for the song In the Arms of an Angel, admits watching those ASPCA commercials are heart-wrenching and she refuses to watch them. What's her name?
Oh, that's funny. Am I going to start first? Yeah, time. You guys don't have it. Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
She knows just how bad it is, and mission accomplished.
Yeah,
They're trying to make you emotionally react. And she's like, I can't watch that stupid thing. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you one of the greatest things in my career?
Tell me.
Sarah's from Vancouver, British Columbia, right? And I was on the radio in Seattle. And when all that stuff, when Angel was a big song and all that, she came through the radio station to do an interview and all that kind of thing. And she told everybody that she listened to me all the time.
Oh my God.
That was really freaking cool. Yeah.
That was really freaking cool.
Yeah. All right. So one for me, nothing for anybody else.
This pop legend had a major mishap at her homecoming show in Houston this weekend when she got stuck in a convertible that was supposed to swing over the audience. Not to worry, Blue Ivy saved the day. What's her name?
God. Just say her name. Guys.
Right.
What? Time. It's Beyonce, obviously.
Chad, are you going to win this?
It's fine. No, it's fine. And I think this will be for the better.
This singer who's
started. By the way, if I get three, you both go away with nothing. And then we just do caller number 25 and let them have their choice. So, all right, y'all, get on it.
Okay.
This singer who started as a Disney star will be making an appearance on Wizards of Waverly Place and may even perform like I Love You, like a love song. What's her name?
Bridget
to get on the board.
Would that be Selena Gomez?
Yes, and the champion is on the board.
What billionaire got married this weekend in Italy with a star-studded guest list?
Bridget.
That would be Jeff Bezos.
The champion is woken up. She's got two.
This legendary singer celebrated her birthday this weekend, and she let all of her fans know, thank you. Next, what's her name?
Bridget
for the win.
Ariana Grande.
That would be Ariana Grande. Game over. Look at that.
Okay, thank God. I was worried there for a second.
It really was too. I thought, okay, we're just going to send them both packing today. Yeah. We haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
I haven't won one in forever.
True.
Well, Justin, gotta let you go. I'd love to say you gave a great effort, but I don't think you did. I don't think you cared enough today. Oh, he just hung up. You're salty these days.
People care about this. They want to win.
I know. They want those tickets.
I don't know. Didn't seem like you cared that much.
I think the questions were just hard.
Really? Blue Ivy saved the day?
Listen, you say it like that, but nobody got the answer. What do you want me to say?
I know. Uh-huh. I don't know. I think we had literally a case of the Mondays.
I know.
A little
everyone's ready for vacation.
Champion's choice, Bridget. Would you like the Adam Sandler tickets or would you like the Kevin Hart tickets? But if you go see Kevin Hart, you got to go to Laughlin.
Well, that settles it. Adam Sandler it is.
Okay, then. At Fontainebleau. And then afterwards, you can go straight over to Nowhere Lounge and watch a girl, Michaela Gordon, sing her little you-know-what off.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great night.
I'm telling you what. And then we'll have you back here tomorrow to defend your title and go for win number 5 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I was going to bring the Tayo Cruz Super Kazoo remix to the air, but I decided not. I'd just leave it for my friends in the room.
No, good for you. Period.
No. Okay.
No, I was with you. No.
Save it for Wednesday. I like it.
Oh no, I'm just getting warm up. I'm like sharpening my skills for Wednesday. For 7:02 day at Whiskey Stadium. What? Oh no, you can't. I thought you were trying to say something.
No,
and I'm like,
no. I like it. Let's go. No, you're good. Right, you got my cosign.
Okay, so Whiskey Stadium on Wednesday for 7:02 day. We would love to see you there. World's shortest and onlyest 7:02 day.
Yes. Parade.
The mayor is locked and loaded, ready to go. She's going to fire off the festivities at 4. They were like, can we show up at 4? Can we kick off the whole thing?
Oh my gosh. Like,
look, mayor, we understand you're trying to get started on your July 4th festivities as well. And I don't know, maybe she wants to go to dinner before the new kids show. I don't know what she wanted to come in at 4. We're definitely going to do that. We have something. How much can I tell without telling everything?
Mm-hmm.
We have a stack of $100 Terribles cards because it's the Terribles folks that own Whiskey Stadium.
Yeah.
They branched out into the bar and restaurant business, which is awesome.
So smart.
And so as part of it, we have all kinds of lunches and dinners and gift cards for Whiskey Stadium that we're going to give away. We also have a stack. They gave us a stack of gas cards. And what we're going to do to give those away might end up being, listen, I don't know how you say that that the mayor's not the highlight. I don't know how you say that the world's first ever 7:02 day parade, one step, one note. I don't know how you say that that's not the highlight.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the game that we are going to play may very well be the highlight.
So funny.
And I won't be shocked if Whiskey Stadium erupts in violence.
Yeah. I can see that.
Because the game is so intense.
It is. Sounds intense. It will be intense.
Were you doing that with the skinny end? Were you able to make the skinny end of the kazoo work?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. I saw you had it turned around.
I've never had a smoke pipe, so it lets me live out my smoke pipe fantasies when we have
this. Don't try to fool us. We know what you do. So Wednesday, 7:02 day, Whiskey Stadium, 98.5 KLUC. God, thank you for listening today. For real.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Excited about that? I said it off the air a minute ago. You must not. Yeah, WNBA is expanding. Detroit, Cleveland, Philadelphia, I think it was. Detroit.
Nice.
Detroit, yep, Philadelphia, yep, yep. Cleveland, the other one.
Cleveland 2028, followed by Detroit and Philly the next 2 years after that. So dope. It'll expand to 18 teams. I like it. Although, if we got to go super in depth with it, I wish it was new cities that didn't have teams. But I'll leave it at that.
We don't need to go super in depth.
We'll save that for the podcast. Anyway,
we need to go 177 second survey. Who's on the phone, please, sir?
That'll be Jamie McBride from the Southwest.
What up, Jay?
Hi.
Hi. If you had to narrow it down to one thing and you had to be super specific, Jamie, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My sleep away from my kids. They're at their dad's.
Listen, she had to catch
all you did was just.
Yes.
And that's all you did was just veg out?
Absolutely. Yes.
Bed rot.
We had a busy week, yes.
Good for you. When do they come back? Are they back already?
They'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, well, what are you going to do with yourself today? Why didn't you take the day off?
Oh, I'm off. I'm going to breakfast right now.
Oh, good for
you. Yay, fine.
I love all of this for you. Can you confirm or deny then? People like to joke about needing a vacation to recover from a vacation. They're saying that if you travel with family, and I'm pretty sure they're talking about the kids, that it takes 2.5 days to recover from traveling with kids. Confirm or deny?
Oh, yes, absolutely. For sure. Maybe longer.
How old are these kids that you apparently don't like at all? Where? How old are these children?
My youngest are 10 and 12, but then my grandkids are, you know, 4 and 6, and I have them.
You don't have grandkids. You don't, and not you. Not you.
Yes.
That's so funny.
That's a beautiful thing.
We have fun, but I like my alone time, too. Yes, we have a lot.
I'll tell you, we did a trip with my niece. All her aunts take her to a concert every year. We're thinking about a concert for this year, and we went to Lizzo 2 years ago. We got home. We're just her aunts, and we were all tired. We were like, oh, we need to recover. Yes. She's 7, I know. So I can't imagine, Mama.
We went to Katy Perry not too long ago, but my daughter took them.
Speaking of concerts and things like that, if you're at a concert and it sucks, do you still clap at the end?
Yes.
Yeah. A new poll found that most of us will always give a round of applause because it's polite and it's expected, and so you just clap, you know, just because you don't know any better, and you just do it.
Right
now, exactly. I see the look on Adrian's face. He is probably part of the 31% that say no. You have to earn that applause. Is that accurate, Adrian? If I'm
damn straight,
correctly, yeah.
Not only that, if it's terrible, it's terrible. I'm not giving you a club for that.
Well, also, if it's terrible, do you just leave early? Like, do you stay and just keep being terrible for the whole hour and a half? Like, I would just bounce.
I don't know. I've been to some festivals where the performers haven't been great, but.
Yeah, 1 in 4 Americans admit they've given a round of applause when they didn't really want to. They just felt pressured into it. And have you ever stood? Have you ever reluctantly joined in on a standing ovation because everybody else is standing?
Yeah, I've done that.
Mm-hmm. It's making a statement. If you're sitting, especially if you've got the look on your face, me, I'm not standing for that. I don't support this. Mm-hmm. Me. Yeah.
Not a hill I want to die on. I stand up.
Yeah, right. It's not worth it. Why are you standing? That person didn't like it.
Yeah. So yeah. Way to go.
So much fun. All right. Well, grab the kids or the grandkids or whoever you decide you're going to take, Jamie, and go enjoy the 4 reserved seats for our premiere of Superman coming up July 7th, which, believe it or not, is next Monday. Isn't that wild? All right, good.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, thank
you. Enjoy breakfast.
Yeah, hang on one second. Yeah, what are you going to have for breakfast? Where are you going?
Village Pub.
Very nice. Yeah. You already know what you're going to get?
9 steak and eggs. Pretty good. Yes.
Steak and eggs.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's be honest, and get hammered by 8:30. It's all, yeah, whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me up there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Look at that, Monday morning, the 30th. It's the 30th day of June.
Now, the crazy. 30th
day of June. Just 2 days out from 7:02 day, Whiskey Stadium from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. It's literally the only reason why we're on the air right now. Uh-huh. It's literally, we would be taking a vacation just like everybody else. We would be taking the time off right now. But we wanted to make sure that we were here to remind you, because we would love to see you on Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium right across from Allegiant. The mayor's going to be there. We've got a mate. Casamigos Blanca and inch pizzas, either cheese or pepperoni, 7:02 for either one of those, which is basically half off. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And then happy hour prices as well. If you're going to New Kids on Wednesday, you've got to come and pregame with us.
Just make a little stop by, give us a hello. Easy. You're already there.
Then just right across the street. You know, we're doing 4 to 6, and then your show's at 7. Mm-hmm. It's to me, this makes all the sense in the world.
No brainer.
And world's shortest, onlyest, first ever 7:02 day parade, because you can't have an actual celebration without it. You know, if we're celebrating us and who we are as people, you have to have a parade, but I don't know. Parade sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
No. We're just right before the end of the show. We're going to walk outside, take one step, do one note. And then that's it.
Yeah.
And then go back inside.
That's easy. So
bring a musical instrument if you have one. I don't know if you noticed, but that was kazoos.
And Chet's been practicing because you sound really good, Chet.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Glad you noticed.
Yes, I did, babe.
We have Chet Buchanan Show kazoos that we'll hand out until they're gone. We got like 150 of them. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we would like to see you on Wednesday. Relationship rehab today.
Come on.
Came out of nowhere. Rarely will I tell you this. This is gross. And I'm not in the business on this show of trying to chase people away. But it's disgusting.
Oh my God.
She asked us not to use her name. She wouldn't even give me a fake name. She's like, look, this is bad enough. He's already going to know it's him.
No way.
Yeah. She's been dating this guy for 6 weeks. Okay. They've done all the traditional stuff. And she goes, and this is really a funny part of this. It really is a step forward in your relationship when you start hanging out during the day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're like pals.
It's a big step forward. And now we know why this guy is single. Like she couldn't believe her good fortune. And it literally went from 6 weeks moving forward. Now we're hanging out during the day. He did one thing and this relationship is over. And she's worried that she's being too quick.
Okay.
To just throw it all away, to throw away the 6 weeks worth. But she's questioning everything. She's questioning it going back to the beginning of the relationship, and she's completely repulsed.
I can't even think what it would be that would be that disgusting.
Mika, I'm apologizing in advance. We'll tell you the story in 3 minutes.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
And Michaela and everybody else, I apologize. I really do.
Okay.
I almost didn't do it, but it's so out there. Understand this story. This story is, you know what I mean? That's why I'm doing it. It's because it's so crazy. I feel...
Okay, I'm dying. I gotta know.
People will talk about this for a long time. I'm just saying, and even that we're doing it on kind of a quiet week is not my favorite. We may swing this back around once everybody gets back from 4th of July. I don't know. Been dating this guy for 6 weeks. We've done all the traditional dates and have now started hanging out during the day. We are both into fitness. So connecting on this level was just a natural progression. We did an amazing hike over the weekend. Got up early. Got out there, saw the sun rise. It's amazing.
Beautiful.
The whole thing would have been perfect if it were not for his choice of recovery drink. When we got back to the car, he took a jar out of his backpack, which he had left in the car. I only said something to him about it because, one, it had been in the car, in the hot car for a couple hours. By the time they got back, it's warm. And number two, the liquid looked like number one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, no. No. It was one?
Urine.
Wait, what?
It's funny. The reaction, Michaela's reaction is to take her coat off, which is funny.
I feel like I'm sweating.
Yeah, she's wearing a hoodie and she's like, I got to get rid of it. Yeah. So yeah, it looked like urine.
I thought you were going to say pickle juice, and I was like, that's kind of gross. Okay,
I wish it was. I wish it was, Michaela. I asked him about it. I was stunned when he had absolutely no problem admitting that it was, in fact, what I believed it to be. He tried justifying it by saying that the universe gives us this amazing healing tonic
that's
been purified by our bodies, and we just flush it away.
Girl, what?
Needless to say, he did not get a kiss after this date, and he seemed put out that I am put off.
What?
Is this where it ends? Is this where it ends? She says, would you keep dating someone that drank their own urine? She goes, I'm questioning everything and all of the times that I've kissed him before. Ooh. I'm so grossed out. I'm done with him. I don't even know him. I'm done with this dude. For real.
I feel like it's definitely hard to get me speechless, and I almost feel like I don't know what to say. Like, I don't even know what to say.
And the fact, that he believes himself, I mean, what I'm taking from this is that he believes himself to be, you know, like a pioneer. He's the smart one. We're the idiot. Pioneer.
I have a question, though. Like, don't, when we comes out of our body, isn't it because we're releasing like toxins? Like, it wouldn't be good for you. It's toxins.
This is the thing. Yeah, that he goes, his justification, the universe gives us this amazing healing tonic that's been purified by our bodies.
Girl, I can't buy into that.
Chet, do you remember when Juan Manuel Marquez fought Floyd Mayweather back in 2009? Well, HBO was following them with the series, and that was the thing, because Juan Manuel Marquez, that was part of his regimen. Yeah, because when you drink the urine, the theory is that you're getting the vitamins and the proteins that your body needs.
It's waste.
What are we talking about here?
So that the theory is you'll pull the vitamins and the proteins, and then that waste will then be wasted again. But that's why they do it. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just telling you that's what it is. That's that side.
And the people that are into it are way into it. But ain't nobody getting kissed. Ain't nobody getting kissed ever again. Ever. Although,
and it was hot.
Can I throw this out there? Is there a food that you guys like have a disdain for?
I don't want to switch it to that. I want to keep it for this.
I mean, it was hot also, steaming.
Okay, I'm going to give us a second to stew on this for a second. I'm going to just let this roll around in your brain just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And 702-364-9898. I'm also going to, in another 3 minutes after Sabrina Carpenter, I'm going to just throw a little something out there that may or may not get me fired right before 702.
Oh my God. Good. Good timing.
It just hit me.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
We usually make up a name for somebody. I mean, if they don't want to give us their name. And I was so shocked by this whole thing that I just kind of let it go. You know, great. She didn't want her name out there. I'm not going to put it out there.
No.
She'd been dating this guy for 6 weeks. They went on a hike. They've been connecting on that level. They're into fitness. They're hanging out during the day, blah, blah, blah. Amazing hike. He pulls a jar out of his backpack that he left in the car when they went for this hike. So it had been in there and hot. Yuck. And it was his own. Yeah. And listen, I hear all of you that are MMA fighters do it all the time. It's not gross. Michaela, I may see a way through on this.
Okay.
To be honest, I may say, but I'd love, let's talk to Taylor. Taylor, you're out on this, right?
Yeah, no, it's totally disgusting.
Okay. Yes. Yes, on the face of it. Can we jump to Brenda? Taylor, great. Have a great day. Thank you, buddy. Brenda, you're out, right?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm out. I'm totally out. If you're going to pull that out on a camp out, there's a problem.
No, just a hike, regular hike. Like, I'm envisioning that they were like out at Red Rock or Lone Mountain or whatever.
No, and it shouldn't be that warm in the first place.
I know, girl.
I think that's part of it, too.
It is. Oh,
yeah. That's more than room temperature.
Gross.
I know. I was thinking.
Can I? Okay. Brenda, can I ask a question?
Yes.
I get this is, man, and we all be very delicate. Brenda, if you respond, for the sake of our careers, will you please be very careful how you respond?
Yes.
Okay. Do we not on occasion in relationships, do we not come in contact sometimes with things? With areas, with places?
Yeah, if you can, but if you can go to the bathroom with the person in the same room, that's not trying to drink it.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, Brenda.
Listen.
But, okay, Michaela, okay.
Uh-huh.
Do we not?
Yeah, listen, we do, babe, but I'm not trying to get rehydrated from a hike.
This is what I'm saying.
What he's offered. Like, we're good.
Yeah, right. And no judge on people that have certain proclivities to do, you know, that do certain things.
Mm-hmm. I want to say I'm not judging, but I think low-key I am.
Somehow this is different, though, right? With the jar and the collection and the keeping.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think it's so different. I see what you're saying, but yeah. I think that in the crime of passion, like it's one thing, but like hiking at Red Rock, you're like, hey guys, let's go on a hike. You look at your Apple Watch. You're like, oh, I burned this many calories. Let's rehydrate. Just give me a Gatorade and call it a day. Yeah.
Pickle juice. No. Gatorade. No. Yeah. Water. Just plain old water. No.
No, you took it too far.
No, I brought my own.
Yeah, it's no. And I'm sorry, I can't get out of my head the idea that we're releasing toxins. So I don't see how it's good for you. I don't see how it's beneficial. I don't see how it's rehydrating. I don't see how you need to reuse those proteins and vitamin. Girl, just take a fish oil and leave it alone.
I'm Googling to see what the experts say.
What she said, the vitamins and the proteins from the that's the theory in terms of medically why they do it.
But they're wrong. So I just like I looked up is that good for you? Is drinking good for you? No, it says it's generally not good for you. It's actually harmful.
Hello.
So there are people so they're making this. It contains waste products and toxins, just what Michaela said. Your kidneys filter that. They filter the waste and toxins, and then that's how that's eliminated. Drinking that reintroduces the stuff that it was trying to get rid of back into your system, forcing your kidneys to work harder.
Call me Einstein. I know it.
You're not hydrating. You're dehydrating because it contains salts and other waste products. It's mostly water. But if you're, the U.S. Army field manual warns against, you know, because you might be desperate. And they say, no, it'll make it worse.
Yeah.
There's infection. There are no proven health benefits. So somehow, some way, you know, just like, listen, boxers for years said that you can't have sex before a fight because it'll weaken your legs. And they found that's not true either.
Oh, that kind of makes sense to me, though. That part
makes sense. Actually, I gotta be honest. Hang on, I'm gonna stop that for a second because you know what? That makes more sense than the drinking your own, you know, brew.
Yes.
Than drinking your own product.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're done here.
Right? Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Look at that. that, straight up 9 o'clock on Monday morning, the 30th day of June. What does that mean? That means 702 day is coming.
Woo! And it's going to be people, so fun.
Some people celebrate this week for, I don't know, 4th of July, whatever that is.
Big whoop.
702 day.
Yes.
I'm joking, of course, because nobody loves 4th of July more than me. And, but 702 day makes it even better because now we have an excuse to not work on the 3rd.
Oh, totally. You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have to tell you, though, the funniest memory to me, the 4th of July, my papa would have come to this parade and he would have thought it was hilarious. But he used to put a firework in the middle of the street and he'd run through it. And me and my cousins thought he was the bravest, most hilarious papa ever in the world. And they were, it was like sparklers. It was nothing hot, but I literally think about it every single 4th of July.
And he would like jump through it, like kids jump through the sprinkler?
Yeah. And we were like, Papa's on fire. Oh my God. And my grandma would be like, Frank, stop doing that. But we had the best time. I literally think of it every 4th of July.
What was his name?
Frank.
Frank,
get out of that firework.
Frank, stop doing that, kids.
Yeah.
Give the kids bad ideas.
Yeah. And he did. We wanted to run through the fireworks.
Of course you did.
It wasn't great.
Yeah. Whatever they were, dude. It was just like you said, it's just like sparks.
Totally.
It's not if it's nothing. It's not like until he gets the one that he just wasn't quite sure of what it was. Maybe it wasn't quite safe and sane. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, while he's jumping over it like a ballerina, he's, you know, pow.
Uh huh. He still would have laughed it off. He was Italian.
How'd we lose Papa Frank? Well,
4th of July is a hard day for us.
Yeah. He didn't quite know where the fireworks came from. His neighbor had been to Pahrump.
Yeah. Which,
man, have you heard about that? How they're lining up. They're lining up at the county line. It's like an old school movie.
No.
Where they're lining, the cops are apparently lining up at the county line and catching people coming back from Pahrump.
Oh, so with your like fireworks?
Dude, and if you're even like 2 miles an hour over, they're pulling you over and then they want to see if you bought fireworks.
No way.
Yeah, that's the story I hear. So I'm just so if you are and apparently they're gonna be watching this year. They're talking about how there's a big fireworks crackdown. We'll see.
Okay.
You know, we'll see if it actually happens or not. But that's the story. Getting back to 702 day, Wednesday, 4 to 6, we'll do a live broadcast. We'll do this show again in the afternoon, totally fresh new show, including Mayor Berkeley is coming. I believe she's making a proclamation. I think, I don't know.
So cool.
If she does, super awesome. If she doesn't, everybody be cool. Like, you know, because I'm just guessing that they're going to, but nobody told me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? 100%. Yes, don't be like, hey, I thought you were going to make a proclamation. Just be cool.
Yeah.
Right? We're just glad to have her there.
Don't start yelling at the mayor.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not talking about anybody in this room. I'm talking about our lovely friends.
Uh-huh, our loyalty.
What's going on?
Hey.
There's going to be a proclamation.
It's so funny.
Just relax.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine. There's going to be the people at Whiskey Stadium have been incredibly generous and they've given us a whole bunch of gift cards for you to come back and have dinner. We've got like lunch for five. What I'm thinking is we're going to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown and do Champion's Choice. And you get to choose whether you want a 3-course dinner. So apps, mains, dessert, or if you want lunch for five people, you know, where you can just, you know, skip out of work or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll play Champion's Choice for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We've got a bunch of stuff so we can do a relationship rehab. And we can, you know, we can pay people off for that. And then they're giving us a stack of gas cards. Okay. Cause Whiskey Stadium and Terribles are all the same family. Right. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I could see punches being thrown in this game. Mm-hmm. I could see, I don't want to say violence.
No.
But it's cool. It's one of my absolute favorite games. And we'll get to play it live in front of everybody on Wednesday at 7:02 day.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's going to be a blast.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's a good game. I never heard of it until we talked about it, and I love it.
We used to play it every once in a while. We play it every once in a while on the air. We'd only play it with three people. This is going to be five people, which ratchets up the drama substantially.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Let's go.
7:02 day coming up on Wednesday with 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, and nowhere else.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, there's a mystery that needs to be solved. In fact, if you're in the ever find yourself in the next few days in the vicinity of Duncanville, Alabama, keep an eye out for the mystery machine there, because somebody robbed the Quick Stop, and it looked a lot like Scooby-Doo. Scooby made off with cash and coins, did not take any Scooby snacks. You know, I didn't write this book. The suspect is described as white male, approximately 5'9" tall. The authorities warned that he could get away with it, so they actually need some help, possibly from those meddling kids. That's a Scooby-Doo reference from back in the day for some of the... they've actually posted some photos of the perp. It's really funny. It's that Scooby-Doo. It's like pajamas, the Scooby-Doo pajamas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's the onesie with the head on top of it. But he's got the thing, and he's got his face covered with a ski mask. So it's Scooby with a ski mask.
Okay.
Which is great, which is perfect for the unveiling. Oh, yeah. Let's find out who this really is. And then they pull the thing. That's all. Just keep an eye out.
I like that's what happens in Alabama. Just Scooby-Doo, the hard criminals dressed up in their jammies, taking money.
Why not? With a ski mask.